Blog Talk Radio.
Better than it has been, and I appreciate that, just like everybody else. Want to let everybody know that we do have a full roster. So for right now, I'm not getting okay, we have a little bit of action jumping off right now as far as my switchboard is concerned. And I appreciate that, Blog Talk Radio. So y'all know what to do with y'all. Hey, so, like I said, it's your boy Emax Man, and we're chilling. We got everything happening, and we are doing what we do. So for all y'all out there that's listening, we got you online. Everything is clicking like it's supposed to be. Right now, we're going to get into this one track. Well, let's see if I can get everything up and running. It's your boy, Emax the Image, Hood Talk Radio.
After I was fooled, was it how I thanked you really for all your generosity? Whoa, whoa.
But why do you do it? Don't let me touch you.
Keeping me at distances, can't manage to get a kiss. No, no.
Being your friend.
That's right. This is your boy, Max Man, and we back chilling. I think my switchboard has lost his mind. All right, 646-478-0944 is the number to call in. I know y'all missed me for a while, but I'm back. Your boy, E-Max the Image, and I do want to say hello to all of you. Tonight is one of those nights, man, where it just seems like, you know, everything is going a little slow, including me. I have my topics and everything all set up to get y'all all wired up and everything, you know what I'm saying? But once again, it seems like I've just been halted, so to speak. I mean, you know, I still got, you know, my notes and everything. It's just that I'm just, you know, relaxing, and, you know, then I got the music playing in the background, you know what I'm saying? And I feel almost new again, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool, because we all here. Shit, what the hell am I going to say? All right, in the city, you know, we got a lot of things going on. Like right now, we got Zach Reed in the news. You know what I'm saying? He is our, one of the prominent councilmen from, you know, around this area. I'm just taking notes at the same time as I'm talking, and then y'all will be able to understand why I won't be sounding like I'm going in circles. Okay? Okay, here we go. First of all, man, I really don't understand what the hell is going on with Zach Reed, okay? The man has he drinks, all right? For whatever reason, because of the position that he's in, you know, he don't need to publicly drink. You know what I'm saying? He's just out there. You know what I'm saying? So being a trusted, you know, alleged leader in our community, you would expect that the man would have a little bit more decorum about the things that he does in public. You know, leaving the bar 2:30 in the morning. And what is that? You know, drunk as fuck and, you know, not really caring about where or what he's doing and this and another, man. Really just trying to make it to the spot, I guess. But he was drunk. And once again, he put himself into a position where, you know what I'm saying, he got pulled over by the police and boom, he's in the news right now. Just a message to Mr. Reed, man, you know, chill out, dude. You know what I'm saying? Now they're getting ready to pull out all the stops on you. You are a black man, and they gave you some rope, and you hung yourself. Nobody knows, you know what I'm saying, why you continue to, you know what I'm saying, display this pattern. But then, you know, you'll sit up in your office and, you know, sign off on legislation that will, in fact, disenfranchise more poor people. I would say black people, but it's more than just black people. You know what I'm saying? Now you got the white folks and everybody else out there in a situation where some things are just not working out. Okay? So we really don't want to bash him anymore because they're already bashing him on the news, bashing him in the media. So we really just want to put, you know what I'm saying, some positive vibrations toward Mr. Zach Reed so that he can get himself together and not be pulled down by the negative energies that's already focused in on him and pulling him down as we speak. It is to my understanding that Donald Walker Brown has headquarters, so the new mayor coming up will be, I'm sure, you know, on upcoming shows, you know, letting us know what's going on with her campaign and her mission as far as being the mayor in the city of Cleveland. I want to send a shout-out to Bold and Restless Radio, Miss Nikki, Miss Contagious. You know what I'm saying? You're all important to us over here at Hood Tunes Radio. We send you all our support as we shout you out tonight. Y'all can just go to blogtalkradio.com/ Bored and Restless Radio. You can pull up some live episodes. And just like Hood Talk Radio, you can also pull up some of the old shows in the archives. That's right. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/hoodtunesradio and go to the on-demand page. And just listen to some of the old shows, man. You'll be enlightened and delighted by them all, I'm sure. Technical difficulties and all, you know what I'm saying? We always have a good time right here on Hood Talk Radio. Tonight we were, and I was, going to bring up some issues about this religious thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are, in my opinion, stuck in a circle. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know what the truth is, and so until we find out exactly what that might be, you know what I'm saying, we are basically speculating. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I'm just in a position, I pray to God. You know what I'm saying? I leave everything else alone. I don't know the truth about anything right now because there's so much shit out there. There is just so much out there that we really don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I've been doing some studying and some research and listening, and writing, and analyzing. I've been doing some of all of that good stuff, man, and I just seriously have not found what I'm looking for. What is it that I'm looking for, you might ask? I'm looking for the truth, man. You know, you don't want to pray to the wrong God. You know what I'm saying? Some of us pray and feel like our prayers haven't been answered. Well, maybe it's because we're praying to the wrong God. You know what I mean? Men, over 1,000 years ago, decided that this religious thing was profitable. They decided that the more crafty it is, the more believable it is, and it was structured so that based on the words you heard, excuse me, and the words you read, you believed. You know what I'm saying? It was also mighty strange that on this earth there is only one person, one human being person that considers, and we consider God's representative, and that's the black pope. Not just the pope now. You got to go a little higher than the pope. You got to go to the black pope because that's the one. He's the top. You know what I'm saying? On CNN, they consider him the most powerful man in the world. Okay? The most powerful man in the world. So, I want y'all to go out there and check out the Jesuit Order. That's J-E-S-U-I-T Order. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's many, and there's so much information out there for us to consider. You know what I'm saying? The things that we talk about, the things we believe in, what we'll give our life up for. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one to try to sway what you believe. I'm not one to try to change your mind on anything. I'm just here to enlighten you like I have been enlightened. All right? You have to learn to use the brain that God gave you. Okay, we was created by the one who created the heaven and the earth and the universe. And as far as all the Anunnaki and all of those are concerned, he created them too. So, if there's anything, all the extra dimensionals, third dimensions and fourth dimensions and so on and so forth, dimensions that we don't even know exist, were created by the one who created us. And if, in fact, we were created by what they consider the Anunnaki or those that come from the skies of the heavens, and he created them. You know what I'm saying? And my question has always been, especially this past year. How do we know that we are getting the Word of God? We're not even getting translations from the original text. There are copies of copied texts that were hundreds of years old. So the translations that we have were translated out of copies and not the original text. You know what I'm saying? So it leads you to wonder, were the copies, original, or were the copies authentic? Do we know? You know what I'm saying? We got two different arguments on the Council of Nicaea that I've read personally. As a matter of fact, Pastor Ray Hagin says, and I quote, that the Council of Nicaea in 325 BC was together and decided that Christianity would be the ruling religious faction, so to speak. Let's just call it that. In other words, Christianity was what it is, and it shouldn't have been nothing else. And so Constantine and all the other warriors and emperors and those that control military might, decided we're going to go along with that because it is a profitable thing. So based on that, and one of the truths that, they decided to use Serapis as the picture or the image of Jesus Christ. And if none of y'all know who Serapis is, just type in S-E-R-A-P-I-S in the Google search it. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever, want people to think that they have to listen to what I'm saying and believe me. You know what I'm saying? You have to make those judgments for yourself. I just really, want you guys to know that, the truth is out there. There's more than what we know and what we have been taught and what we have been led to understand. And it's not just about religion either. It's about life in general. I was talking to, one of my coworkers the other day about the DHS and some of the things that I've been reading in the newspaper and finding online, and also hearing little snippets of some of the, their actions on the local news channels. And first and foremost, I would like to put out this disclaimer. Most of the information that I'm relaying to you, 99% of it, comes directly from research of some of the links that have been posted on the internet, from the BBC, from writers, from CNN News, from also Alex Jones. Some of my sources are Dr. Pastor Ray Hagin, Dr. Michael Heiser, PhD, Napoleon Hill, Les Brown, Robert Kiyosaki. A lot of my sources are easily found and they're easily researched, and they do have books that I have been privy to read. Now, when I say privy, it's not like you can't access them. It's just that I decided to get up off my ass and not just read them online, but actually go out and purchase or loan from the library the hard copies. Because you got to be able to substantiate, your claims, meaning back up what you talk about. So I don't sit here and talk about shit I don't know about. I actually read and I think and I analyze what I'm reading before I bring that information to you. All right? Next week's show, we will be getting into a little bit more about business. When we left off, we was on Business 101. And so we're going to continue with that series of Business 101 for all you guys out there interested in entrepreneurship, like myself. Because the truth is, you won't succeed in business unless you're in business. You know what I mean? I don't know of any businesses that start and, you know, take straight off unless, you know, you got the Illuminati behind you or whatever. But then at that point, why would you need to be in business? I guess it would just be a front for you. But for the rest of us, there is a process, and it seems a little intimidating at first, man, because of all the paperwork you got to do. But if you just take your time and get a good understanding of each and every part of the applications and why they're, what they're for and why they're there, the first thing you need to do is, and I quote Napoleon Hill, get you a little notebook and write down exactly what it is and what type of business that you have that you are setting up. You know what I'm saying? And that way you'll be able to zone in on what information you need exactly to begin your venture. All right? So we invite and we welcome all business entrepreneurs out there, professionals, marketing managers, and just people that understand that that aspect of life and economics. Okay, you can even go online and check out some Stafford University classes. There's many out there, you know what I'm saying? You just have to make time for yourself and sit down sometime and actually do some studying, do some research. You'll find that there's a world of information out there just waiting for you, my friends. You know what I'm saying? So, if there's anybody out there that know what they're talking about and they can teach us something, then why don't you call us on the show tonight at 1-646-478-0944, and we'll put you on live on the air here at Hood Talk Radio. This is the Next Image, and I will play a song for you. I had the privilege of sitting in the studio last week with Playboy One, you know what I'm saying, Overdrive, and also Eastside, you know what I'm saying, from Team Takeover. What's up? Shout out to Lady Hood Stars. Had a chance to have a talk to them, you know what I'm saying, and we had a very, 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 very interesting conversation, man. I mean, being out in the city and doing a lot of things that I do, getting around and, you know, being in some of the clubs with a lot of the artists, I understand what the grind is, and I see it. You know what I'm saying? There's so many artists, man, but there's so many of them that I don't. And I can't say that about, well, I really can't say anything bad about it because there have been times when I fell off. So, you know, we all fall off from time to time. Sometimes, you know, things can be a little discouraging, especially when you go hard and nothing really happens. But maybe it's because in the back of your mind, you was putting out those negative vibrations that it may not work. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's your thought process that hinders your application or your execution of a plan. You know what I mean? You can't have any doubts. You can't say to yourself, it may not work, but I'm going to try it anyway. How about I'm going to try it because it just might work. You know what I'm saying? Try thinking things in a more positive way. Instead of saying, I can't afford it, just say, I can't afford it yet. You know, once I get the money together, then I'll get it. But it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever shut yourself down. Kick yourself off before you shut yourself down. And you just might make it. You know what I'm saying? Anything and everything is possible. You got to understand that. I want you all to understand that. I'm just here to let you know. But anyway, Playboy One and Eastside was in the studio with us tonight, and I was actually able to get a song that he got right now that's out there. You can check him out on Facebook. You can check him out on Reverb Nation, iTunes, CD Baby. I mean, just go all of, just Google in Playboy One, and boy is spelled with an I. So it's PLAYBOI. JUAN, Playboy One, and the name of the CD is Zooted. This here is Zooted by Playboy One, y'all. Cleveland Zone.
It's open, guys, baby.
I say I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm through it, yeah, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm through it. I say I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm through it, yeah, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm through it. I say tonight we gon' kick it like top. My whole crew geeked up. We spend it in a day, what you making in a week? Purple to the face, the same color as my drink. Catch me floating out of space, take a piss on Saturn. Never bladder for that lean. Miss the baddest on the scene. Got a dancing real freaky off a cup of jelly beans. I'ma make that pussy lean. Bust it open, bring it back. She looks back at me, holler, daddy, where you at? I got racks on racks on racks, soda bottles pouring all night. I'm golfing in my system, so you know I'm going all night. I'm lost, I'm gone, I'm twisted, zooted, insane, and geeked, I'm blue. Anybody hating, middle fingers calling you. Popping bottles with my crew, got the VIP turned up. Peter on my lap, please don't get this bitch burnt up. He's sleeping on the map, that's the city where I'm from. Got everybody getting zooted, whole city going dumb. I say I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm zooted, yeah, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm zooted. I say I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm zooted, yeah, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm zooted. I say tonight we gon' kick it like top. Maui, why we in? I'm smoking till I'm zooted. I'm flyer than Cupid. Overdrive movement. Baby got good brain, but I swear she gone stupid. Mojo dripping off me when I walk up in the party. I just step up in the club like I'm fresh from Kalahari. Shorty got them body. She dancing like she naughty. She talking like she freaky. She must be overdriving. I be on that Maui, balling like Kobe. Bitch say she love me, and she don't even know me. I'm zooted, it's deeper than music. Talk down on my team and get your face proud of booty. Blood wrapped up in my special purple like that dirty Sprite. If you hide in a kite, I'm a fucking satellite. Got 100 bitches, I'ma need 100 condoms. She be double from the liquor, she gon' think that we monotonous.
Listen by your phone or just press the number one key to talk. and be live on the air with your boy E-Max, the coolest host in the world, right here on Hood Talk Radio, y'all. But of course, you know when I'm done here, I will be taking a trip down to Texas to chat with my people in Houston, Born and Restless Radio. You know what I'm saying? They all over the world with their broadcast, man. Y'all really, really need to listen and check them out. I'll get that number to you, you know what I'm saying, very soon. So y'all know what's up. It's your boy, E-Max, man. I'm here. I'm back. And we should be growing again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all loved us when we was here. It's just been a couple months, man. So we all right. Everything is coming together. We're in a new location. So that we'll be pretty much here for the moment, and we'll see what it do. Of course, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to Andy B, everybody that's out there, you know, Hood Tunes Radio Land, you know what I'm saying, Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m., we got Hood Tunes Radio, man. I got to do a lot of loading, but that's all right, because we got little changes. I told you some new things, some new formats coming up. We'll be playing some, you know what I'm saying, old school music, you know what I'm saying, coming up in the later shows. Y'all know how we get down, DJ E-Max, that's right all over the city. So if y'all need DJ service, you know what I'm saying, the further away, the more it costs. So, you know, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, y'all try to keep, you know what I'm saying, y'all cost, you know what I'm saying, economical for everybody, you know what I'm saying, everybody be happy. Take care of me, I take care of you, but all you got to do is hit me up at the image, 110 at gmail.com. That's T-H-E-E-M-I-J-J 110 at gmail.com. Or you can also hit me up at Mr. Eric 4209 at yahoo.com. That's right, I got a Yahoo account too. So for all y'all that got music and everything, y'all on Yahoo, hit me up at Mr. Eric 4209 at yahoo.com. That simple to spell, all one word. So y'all know what to do, man. Y'all kick back with us as we get back into the conversation about business. We covered a little bit about being careful about your religious decisions. You know, me personally, I am subscribed to all of that madness. I just try and stay focused on self-discipline. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, man, you know, you get a lot of different people out there, a lot of different speakers, and they all got something to say about, you know, what you're supposed to believe, and their religion is right, and this is the truth, and this and that and the other, man. And personally, I've seen Muslims, attack Christians, attack Protestants, attack Baptists, attack Buddhists, attack. And I personally believe that as long, you know what I'm saying, as you worship and you give honor to the Creator, whoever he may be, because our ancestors and our ancient ancestors and their ancient ancestors consider them the Creator, the unknown one, the one with no name, no mother, no father, no beginning. You know what I'm saying? There was nobody that said he belonged to me. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus never created nothing. You know, Buddha never created nothing. You know what I'm saying? None of those other deities, as we would call them, created anything except the one that created everything. And we don't know nothing about him except that he created or she created everything. It's a whole lot of speculation out there. Lots of it. And, of course, we've been given the free will to choose and believe whatever it is we would like to. So I personally would like to invite you to believe in your own spirituality. Find your connection with the Creator, you know, and let that be that. A lot of people don't even, you know, agree with what I'm saying, but that's okay with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to make you aware of some things that I understand. So that's all. You know, you have your opinion, you call in and let me know at 646 7804780944. Hood Talk Radio is here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. And as far as I understand, we are back on the air. Hood Tunes Radio also Friday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Same phone number, 646-478-0944. You know, coming soon will be the forum where you can actually come and sit in and watch the live broadcast, live videotaping, and you can also, as part of the audience, boom, be connected, have input, you know what I'm saying, where it just won't be you holding your phone or walking around and listening to, you know, what's going on via your computer, because you can listen online. You know, just in case you don't want to, you know, call on the phone, that's fine. You know, we love our online listeners. So if you just like to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com/hoodtalkradio. That's HOODTALKRADIO. Right, and believe you me, every week we have something good to talk about. We talk with artists from around the city who promote their music. We talk with Al Porter Jr., who also has a show on our network, which will be airing Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. And, of course, y'all familiar with Al Porter's Man in the Streets. So, you know what I'm saying? We are part of the Hood Talk family. And we just growing from there. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my dude, Corrupt, from Corrupt Radio. I know y'all listen to Corrupt Radio on Saturdays. I believe he has other shows. We're supposed to be doing a format on the show together on a Tuesday night for old school hip hop. And, of course, you know, here on Hood Tunes and Hood Talk, we'll be doing some old school hip hop and R&B. So it'll be a little bit more variety for you. You know what I'm saying? You can also call in and request music. And sometimes, you know, being a DJ is not much that I don't have. And I'm not going to say that I'm going to load 10,000 songs on my damn switchboard. So if you ask for something this week, maybe you'll hear it next week. How about that one? But we'll have on this format general music. But here on Hood Talk Radio, you know what that is. It's a community forum where you yourself can call in and express any of the concerns. You know what I'm saying? You can comment on the conversation at hand, or, you know what I'm saying, if it's relevant, you know what I'm saying, as long as you ain't talking about killing nobody and, you know, hey, you can help. We can, hey, you can call us. If you want to kill yourself, call us, because we can help you change your mind. We've done it before. You know what I'm saying? All of us around here at Hood Talk Radio, we do believe in the bud. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all got to be moderate and be liberal. You know what I'm saying? Don't be conservative, because conservative is doing what? Trying to keep what has been around a little longer. That's being conservative. You know what I'm saying? In all aspects. You conservative with your money, you don't spend it that much. You don't want it to change. You want it to keep coming in like it's coming in the same way all the time. You know what I'm saying? You might want a little more, but you want to be able to have that formula that's been working for you all this time to stay in play. So if you're talking about that and you're using that reference on the political scale, then, you know what I'm saying, as a conservative, you want things in this country and any and everywhere else to stay the way it has been, because what? It works for you. So just imagine if we still had slavery. The conservatives would still be fighting that slavery stayed around so that it'll work, profit them. You know what I mean? So y'all think about all of that shit. While y'all on the internet, y'all doing your Facebooks all day, you're tweeting, you know what I'm saying? Maybe excuse me, just maybe for a few minutes, you would go to Google or you would Yahoo or Ask.com or whatever search engine you use to find out whatever it is you need to know. Tonight, I want y'all to go and look up Black's Dictionary 6th Edition and type in the word person. The legal definition for person, not just Webster. Who is Merriam-Webster anyway? Who are they? Okay, but foremost in front, type in the word person. Google it. Google what is a person. And I'm sure some things will come up, and it'll surprise you. It will surprise you the answers that you'll get for some of the most simplest questions, the things that we take for granted each and every day. You know what I'm saying? So we've been through, well, we've been through some strange weather patterns lately. Okay, and hey, man, when it's cold, it's cold. But thank God we haven't had as much snow. It's been more ice than snow anyway, but when it snows, it comes. You know what I'm saying? So weather will be changing soon, and I hope some of y'all are saving some of that income tax money, man, so that y'all can do some things when the weather gets warm. You know what I mean? Buy you a nice little hookup, so when the weather break, bam, and you come out on the weekend with your whip shined up and everything, you got a pocket full of loot, and you just out here kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Be aware. You know what I'm saying? Be aware of what's going on around you, because it's a lot of shit that's being perpetrated by the media, especially, you know, these isolated incidents that they are focusing on. You know what I'm saying? So it seems like it's somebody getting killed everywhere, all day, every minute, every hour. You know, people love themselves a little bit more than that. Just you know, be killing each other every day, especially in light of all of the shit that's going on right now. So keep your eyeballs and your ears open. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a truth seeker. You know what I'm saying? So I understand a lot of where the conspiracy theorists get their theories from. It's based on a lot of the information that we are being able to receive. You know, like over in China, they don't really get, you know, the information that we get. So, you know, we don't really know, but they've been holding all kind of protests and shit like that over there because, you know, their government is censoring the media. So, you know, certain shit get to come out and they have to approve everything. Almost like it's happening over here, but I can say that I caught on the BBC News this afternoon that certain books, as a matter of fact, it's a man, I believe his name is Michael Savage. He's actually trying to get his book through the loopholes of Chinese rule right now over here in our country. So it's a book, anything that's anti-Chinese right now, it seems, or anti-Asian, they're getting roadblocked. So y'all be careful. You know, if y'all writing, you know, books or movies or little documentaries and shit about, you know, anything that got anything negative about them Asians, especially the Chinese, if you really got a plan for big book signing, this and that and other, and I'm only relaying this based on the information that came to me. So I'm a third party and I'm pushing it, okay, because it was interesting to hear that China has that much pull over an American author that they can say no, go to the American government or whatever and say, nah, this man's book cannot be published. You know, and so now he's getting all kind of red tape and problems getting his books out there. So y'all be careful about what you write. And it's a shame that we have to go there because it should be, and it was, a free speech country. And so now that we owe so many countries so many money, especially China, they feel like something that we're doing is not doing the work for their profitability or for their faith, the way they look, man, I don't think you're going to get it out so easy. You know, be so listening to that stupid ass song, you know, gangman style, that bullshit. But ain't nobody saying nothing about that. Because we so stupid over here that we dancing to that motherfucking shit. You know, it's all about partying and having fucking fun. You got to change your mind about that. That's the thing. Life ain't about fun. Why do you think our government buying up millions of rounds of ammunition? What do you think it's for? Because all of the guns that they're going to ban for us, those are the ones that they're going to carry. And so once they get all of the guns and all the ammunition for the guns that we can't carry anymore, that we are not allowed to possess or own, okay, and believe you me, and I feel Alex Jones when he says this, that if they, you know, can tell us which kind of guns we can't have, then who's to say they're going to stop there? It's just like any fucking thing else that's tyrannical. You know what I'm saying? We're going ahead and give them the illusion that we're only going to take a little bit, but then we're going to take all of the shit. Just taking a little bit, okay, we'll get you that. And then they're going to take all of the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, it really doesn't make any sense that the people in the country ain't saying nothing about. You know, they're trying to rewrite the Constitution and everything else, but you have to be more than just an individual watching the news. You have to be more than just somebody that hear about it and talk to your coworkers or your friends about it. You actually have to start writing letters. Write some letters to your local politicians and let them know. Because the only thing they're going to do is act like, well, we don't know about this shit, and yes, they do. Because the new form of policies and all of the things that they're implementing now starts at a community level. So it don't start from the top no more. It's devised at the top, but it's implemented at the bottom. Okay? Meaning, the poorest of the poor neighborhoods, i.e., the hood, where we from, a lot of the changes start there. That way it won't seem so subtle. Because if it started from the top, then by the time it hit the bottom, it'll be too damn late. And nobody makes money like that. So the people at the top got to make the money by instituting those changes at the bottom. And see, then it starts creeping up. Why do you think all of a sudden now the rich people got to pay more taxes? Because the changes that were implemented at the bottom. We having all this motherfucking stupid-ass presence by the police. You got the state troopers in the hood along with the police, and the state troopers ain't doing nothing but writing tickets on motherfuckers. Okay? Tell me how that's supposed to happen. You got the fucking police killing everybody in the neighborhood, and then you turn around and bring the state troopers in and take all your money. I mean, what the hell? But nobody's saying nothing. So we all got to start talking. We got to start getting up. We can't just pick one fight, one education fight. We can't just pick that. We can't just pick, you know, food stamps. We can't just pick voter fraud. We have to go over the issues, you know, and understand them. It's not about assimilating. It's not about trying to, you know, sell your people out and none of this shit, man. It's all about coming together and figuring out that it's something that needs to be done and we can work this shit out. But, of course, the whole purpose of it all is not to be worked out. It's for a rulership. And as long as we just let it go, you know what I'm saying, as long as we just keep on feeling how convenient it is to have a fucking phone that you can go online and go to Facebook and watch movies and videos and this and that and the other, then the more shit they're going to get off up under our eyes and our ears and our noses. And they watching us so much now that we ain't going to ever know what they doing. And that's why they watching us. Because some of them out there is a little bit smarter than them, You know, and a perfect example. I was talking to a guy today, and he was giving me some instructions on things. And, of course, this is supposed to be my superior. Well, it is my superior. And, you know, it was fucked up that he couldn't say the word parentheses. You know what I'm saying? Simple. Parentheses. You could be drunk and say parentheses. All right? So that's the example of basically where the fuck our country is. We're being ruled by a bunch of dumbasses with pieces of paper. So, I mean, you know, the rest of us got to, you know, say something to these dumbasses so that, you know, we won't continue to keep going down this fucking pipe that they got us going down, you know, because eventually it's going to swallow everybody up. And when they put the plug in the damn drain, there ain't going to be that many people left. So, holla at me, man, for real, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? This is me. I talk. I let y'all know this is the shit that they doing. And, hey, when I say they, you know the fuck I mean. They doing it to us all. I'm so tired of hearing why people complain. It's getting on my fucking nerves. You motherfuckers had the shit good for 1,000 years. Not just 400 years when he was in slavery. Y'all had 600 years before that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe me, you actually had 6,000 years. You know what I'm saying? If you understand and y'all know who Yaqub is, then y'all need to go ahead and Google Yaqub. That's Y-A-K-U-B. Some spell it Y-A-C-U-B. But it's Y-A-K-U-B. Yaqub. Okay, and it's not a joke, it's for real. Check it out. Yaqub, the big-headed scientist. And there's a reason why they call him the big-headed scientist. Trust me, when you see it, when you hear it, when you read it, you'll understand. And it might seem like a joke, because I had to watch it a couple of times, and basically, you know, it was a little bit far-fetched even for me. But, I quickly learned that, you know, the author was serious about what he was talking about. And so I was led to believe, based on further research, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I haven't been as far as a historical library to find out, because in my region, I'm really not sure where that is. But I'm on a hunt for my historical library because I need to validate Yaqub, all right, myself. So, y'all go out there and check out Yaqub, the scientist, the big-headed scientist, and you will understand some of the things that questions, you know, has a question in my brain, has a question above my head, like, you know what I'm saying? So y'all check it out. Shout out to Arsenio Hall. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't taking your ideas, dude. I'm just taking them a little bit further. This is your boy, E-Max the Image. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. You are listening to Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. That is the number to call in live. I got a special one for you. It's your boy, E-Max. It's called My Moment. Hood Talk Radio.
Love you get. Imagine this bed with you. A moment, moment, moment.
Oh.
Yes, indeedy. Rogue Graffiti on the Bus. About that one right there, man. That's the new cut, the new freestyle track from the dude, E-Max the English, right here. Hood Talk Radio, y'all heard it live. Cleveland, Ohio, stand up. Guess what? We got my dog on the phone right now, y'all. 216-704. What it do, Al?
Les, welcome back to Hood Talk Radio. How you doing, brother, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. How you?
Oh, I'm doing good, because now, man, you know how I'm going to use this as an example real quick before I say anything else. You know how some folks will say, well, you go to church on this day, and then as soon as the folks leave church, they don't do anything else, and then everything else goes right out the window. So the reason I say that is because I just left the black-on-black primary, and it's much different when you go in with black-on-black crime. You know, I've already done the hip-hop workshop radio show. Then I go to black-on-black crime. And now I can come back and have some more knowledge in that brain of mine. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate this show being back. Once again, I love the fact that it restructured because, you know, I'm looking forward to Al Porter Man in the Streets this coming Monday.
That's
for
right.
real. I don't know if Zach Reed might be happy about it. But I'm looking forward about Al Porter Man in the Streets because we got all kind of stuff to talk about. Officer Brillo, he might not be too happy about it. Union chief for the police, the union former, he might not be too happy about it. Hell, the mayor might not be too happy about it. But I'm happy about it. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a whole lot of artists and MCs who aren't happy about it because their music got wiped back out the playlist as we restructured, looking for some newer things and newer challenges. So I'm just about to have another ball, and I'm just glad, man. I'm real happy. I'm happy, bro. I'm happy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad because, you know, along with the restructuring, man, we got a few more things. I mean, it was just time to grow. So took a few notes from Al Porter Jr. Man in the Streets. You know what I'm saying? Had a few ideas of myself and some other ideas that was passed to me and, you know, put them in a little ball and molded them and, you know what I'm saying, sculpted them out. And now we have the new format. So our new format is actually playing some old school hip hop and R&B. All right, so y'all get y'all favorites together. You know what I'm saying? We're going to develop a playlist. And, of course, it's going to continue to develop because I believe we can get up to 5,000 songs on our playlist. I'm not sure yet. But I believe up to 5,000. So that means 5,000 local and regional artists or 5,000 commercial artists, or we'll just split it up and, you know, have a nice hefty playlist. That's the whole focus. So come on now, tell everybody what you're doing out there, man. You're a busy man. You got a lot of things going on. Let us know what's going on. We need some numbers. Tell us.
I'm going to let people know real quick. You know, people talk about it. They talk about what they want to do. And then they don't follow up. So, you know, real quick, because it kind of fits in the hood talk. You know, they had a big brawl down at the Anatomy nightclub 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And two women got hurt, one stabbed in the neck, one got a beer bottle broken on the head, and they beat a guy unconscious outside. Now, you know, they've had brawls down there, and they've had a lot of drunken fans from ball games and stuff pass through. But this time, a lot of restaurant owners and business owners cried about Club Anatomy instead of looking at some of the drunk sports fans, too, because it happened 1 week before restaurant week. And they were scared the tour would go, and the people coming down to eat would be scared off. So the reason I'm throwing that out there is that, of course, tomorrow, for those who choose to come through West 9th Street, Club Anatomy, West 9th Street, 4:30 p.m., they plan on having from 4:30 to 8:30, but 4:30 they're going to have like some business leaders and other people there to discuss some of what's going on downtown, how unsafe they feel and all that. And I know Donna Brown, myself, Eastside, and a couple others are going to go crash that, because when you allow too many folks to go and speak out on your behalf, next thing you know, it'll be safe for everybody else to come and get drunk, but they'll be hollering about a certain other club atmosphere and everything else. And we've invested too much money, time, and effort to just sit there and not talk about certain things. So that's going on tomorrow. Then, of course, in between my list in the hood tunes and stuff like that for Friday, I prepare for Saturday. Saturday is going to be interesting because from 4 to 8 p.m., 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., for those who want to come down, we got the People's Grand Jury, where we'll be showing the film of the greatest Oscar presentation as we show some of the officers testifying and crying about how they thought they were all in fear of their in jeopardy of fear for their lives. We'll be showing it on a big screen at Cleveland State University, room 136, main classroom building. For those who are wondering, it is 4 p.m. I know I'm on your show, so I got to say Cleveland Standard Time. And that's 4 p.m., East 22nd in Euclid, 1899, Cleveland State University. Feel free to come through. Weigh your opinion. What do you think about it? Are we blowing things out of proportion? Are they blowing things? What can we do? So that will be this coming Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m., the People's Grand Jury, because we want to figure out where we're going from there. And, of course, people, like I said, if they want to know anything else, they can check the Facebook page and all that. We have the hip-hop workshop. Spitboxes is doing nice. Pats in the Flats is doing nice. And as soon as we talk to my big brother, E-Max, and he says what time he'll be able to do it, we're going to get my man jumping off to represent Hood Tunes Radio, Hood Talk 2, all that's going on, Al Porter Man in the streets. We're going to sponsor my big brother to come down there. There'll be a full-color flyer online to go out for all over the world so he can come through and bless us with a couple of his nice tracks down there. So,
okay, you talking about the Pats in the Flats?
Pats in the Flats, as well as the Rock City Tap House on State Road, 5326 State Road, Spitboxes every Tuesday night, and every other week there's Pats in the Flats. Right on West 3rd, Literary Hill.
You're going to have to give me some info on that, man, because, you know, I got a couple of things situated, and I'm ready to get out there, man. So, you know, I know, man. I'm ready because this thing here, man, is bigger than me. So I have to just play my part in my role, you know?
Right.
So I'm ready. So let me get some more information on that, man. I'm doing, you know, what I got to do right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of calls and emails about work, and I'd like to thank you for getting Miss Batiste.
Okay.
I think that's what she said her name was, Miss Marie Batiste.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She called me, so, you know what I'm saying, we got a couple of things lined up, and, you know, I'm just pretty much just now getting to the point where I know my wires and everything is. We all moved in and everything, so we're just setting up right now. You know what I'm saying? And I had to get basically, you know, my internet and my networks and all that stuff set up so that we can be, you know, in the process of doing what we need to do so that we can keep our city, you know, in tune and in time with this. We're stitching up some holes right now, so
okay. We
gotta bring it together, man. So that's right. So y'all know what to do, man. Got Al Porter Jr. online, you know what I'm saying? The number to call in is 646-478-0944. It's pressing number one key if you want to talk, and it is okay to listen. You can also check us out on blogtalkradio.com/Hood Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. For those that don't know, that's Eastern Standard Time. Also coming up this Monday is Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets from 9 to 10 p.m. And y'all know, know what I'm saying? They is in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget Friday night from 8 to 10, we got Hood Tunes Radio. We play all the music from the local artists around the city. Okay, we blazing it. We blazing it, and we're going to bring you some old school hip-hop and R&B just as well so that y'all can have a very, very good time. You tell us what's the difference between our great music and the music y'all hear every day. So y'all know what to do, man. Call us and check us out. Hit us up online. Get us on emails and Facebook. You can check us out. You know what I'm saying? We're here. Right now, we're getting ready to go into this track by the number one man out there, Al Porter Jr. You know what I'm saying? He know what it is. 137 rounds.
Oh, radio. Yeah.
Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. RIP Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Casualties in organized cop killing. 12 Caucasians, Anna Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. I'm sorry, man. Hold up, black cops are about to get mad.
Yep,
cause you working right along with the Klan. Black Shield, the black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemning racial cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job as racist white.
Yep.
Police Patrolmen Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball redneck, he has a way with words.
Get in here.
He said the cops did a good job.
For real?
Yeah, he's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down, demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick, accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down, put it in the rhyme, cause I was there, huh, on the front line. 137 shots from 13 cops, reload, take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots, reload, time to make it stop. Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth about what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life, it doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over bad mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops stole those cowards. They ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park and EC. 137 shots from 13 cops, no gun or shell casings found on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killings, we need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Now it's time for a reloaded break. Once again, once again, once again. Now it's time for a reloaded break. So let's count it off. 10, 20, 30, 40, reload. 50, 60, 70, 80, reload. 90, 100. 110, 120, reload, 130, 137, and you know, reload. Local prosecutor to prosecute cops, this is a bad joke that y'all need to stop. Our prosecutor, name's Tim McGinney, but our cops endorsed his candidacy.
Yeah.
Our own monitor and self can't trust it. Bring in the U.S. Justice Department. Let me break it down like this to everybody. 372 cop cars in a fleet, but only 19 have dash cams.
Sad.
They don't want us to see.
Nope.
Peace.
Seven rounds.
Yeah. banger, a banger, a banger in its own, and you know that. That's right, y'all. 137 rounds. That's Chef Kiroi, man. You know it. You know it. That was right. That's a great song right there. You know what I'm saying? We got 8 minutes left to go on the show in a few seconds, and I just want to say to everybody out there, I thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for everybody that's online. And all my callers that just chose to listen this evening, I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, it's important that you support us, and it's important that we bring to you a reason for your support, so it works hand in hand, you know what I'm saying. Got a lot of good stuff coming up in the up-and-coming weeks, so y'all stay tuned. You can, like I said before, you can call us 646-478-0944. Or you can go ahead and listen online by going to blogtalkradio.com/hoodtalkradio. Now, don't forget, Monday nights, 9 to 10 p.m., same number, Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And news. Y'all can also email us music. I want everybody that's interested in getting their music out there played on this show and our other shows. Just email them to theimage110@gmail.com. That's themijj110@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And I will do the reviews and uploads and, you know, contact you and let you know, you know what I'm saying, if your music has been selected for our playlist. You know, we used to just do shit willy-nilly, but ain't no more willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying? So if your song didn't get selected for the playlist, then our review panel, you know what I'm saying, didn't pass it. Okay? So it's not just about, you know, what I like or what I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? It has to go through a process of more than one ear. You know what I'm saying? So you can go on and submit your music to us if you'd like to. We appreciate that. But there is a order here, so now we have to do things fairly and squarely. I am not the ultimate decider of whose music gets played and whose doesn't. It all depends on what our review panel says, and if they don't like it, then hey, you know what I'm saying? It's like the President of the United States, you know what I'm saying? If he don't like something Congress do, he can say no, Congress can override his veto and say yes, and it'll be, you know, approved once it gets to the Senate. So it's all good. You know, what Congress say yes, and the Senate gonna say yes. So don't worry about it. That's just how it go. So, but at this point, you know, we have more than one person that's listening to the music. So whether you get the music to Al, whether you send the music to me, or whether you send it to Andy, or it comes through Andy, you know what I'm saying? That we all give the music a review. And before we play anything, before we load anything on this playlist, it's going to go through the review board. So y'all have to send us y'all best shit. Send us the best shit. Don't send us no wacky beat. We don't need no more. So no. We got enough of this. You know what it is. So we love y'all out there, man. You know what I'm saying? We want y'all to continue to listen to us, continue to grow, because you have to begin to think for yourself. That is the theme of our show. Think for yourself. So we bring you information and talk about things and, you know, hopefully to open your eyes to certain aspects of, you know, the way life is changing right now, how it's affecting you. You should be able to perceive it, and, you know, using your intellect and all of that good stuff, you'll be able to understand that some of the shit we're telling you is true. Well, I won't say some of it, because if I believe it, then I believe it to be true. You know what I'm saying? If I get a different understanding later on down the line, I'm not ashamed to say, hey, I made a mistake. You know, my thinking process was, you know, wrong, or I was skewed at this point, but this is what I thought, and I've also found. Because the truth of the matter is, everything that you can find out that says this is the truth, you can find just as much evidence out there refuting. So everybody that says, oh, Jesus is God's son, there's just enough evidence out there that says Jesus didn't exist. And it's not just based on African spirituality. These is white people out there. I mean, these are historians. These are archaeologists. These are geologists. Okay, these are theologists, i.e. preachers and bishops and ministers that are saying, this is not right. They just use this to control the masses. And so, you know, it's hard to break a structure in half, man, that's been set for thousands of years. There's even information out there that Christianity was going on before the Romans decided to, and the Greeks decided to, you know, take over Constantine and Darius and all of them. You know, so it's just, it's very, very hard to set foot in one place. It's hard to do it. So I don't do it. You know, we have a creator. And that's why I say I understand why Al said they the creator. Because that's where it all begins. Everything else to me is some man-made bullshit, and I didn't hear it no more. You know, even my favorite pastor, Ray Hagin, you know, I was embarrassed for the man once. I watched a documentary where he was challenged on some of the things he preached about, and he didn't step up to the plate. You know, he went around the corner with it. You know what I'm saying? Like he was almost scared to talk about what he always talk about. So it kind of put a little axe, a little chip in the wood, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? For me, when it comes to that, you know, his credibility now. So continue on, I go on my quest for the truth, man. I'm searching for it, and as much as I can find, I'm going to bring it to you. So y'all keep on checking us out on Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all got Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And you can also catch them on Voice and Radio, you know what I'm saying, in the afternoon. You want to tell them a little bit about that in less than a minute because we got about a minute to go.
Okay, Voice of Radio. That's every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show where we just deal with mostly a lot of the artists who come through the hip-hop workshop, and we just try to keep it glued in on that, focus on music, sometimes bring in hip-hop workshop artists who've been on, which means, of course, on Wednesday when you are not on that grind, you got to come through the studio and let people know what it is that you do. So that's what we do over on that. And that's every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m., voiceofradio.com.
And that's what's up, y'all. Well, we're going to close another beautiful show tonight. And I thank you all for your attention because it's important to me. What you know is also important to me that you grow. So if we can all grow together, man, then mission accomplished. You know what I'm saying? We ain't here to fight nobody. We ain't starting no wars. We just want to spread love, peace, and awareness. Start in Cleveland, Ohio. This is Hood Talk Radio until Friday. Gal Porter Jr. and your boy E-Max. And I'm out.
Peace.